On today's show, we've got new reveals from Chevy, Mini, and Alfa Romeo. Acura has the highest residual value among luxury brands, and we get a few HP announcements from Ford. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for June 25th of 2015. Quality ratings from Consumer Reports, J.D. Power, and others are one way to measure how good a car is. Residual values, or what a used car is worth at resale, shows how much consumers value that car. And here's good news for Acura owners. Edmund says that the brand has the highest residual value among all luxury makers. This is the fourth year in a row Acura has taken that honor. Its cars retain nearly 47% of their value after 5 years of ownership. Well, Chevy introduced the all-new Cruze in Detroit last night. As you can see, the styling has been updated and is much sleeker than the outgoing model. It also adopts the new face of Chevrolet. The car is built on a new, more rigid and lighter architecture, which weighs 250 pounds less than the previous model, despite being slightly longer than before. And there's 2 inches more legroom for rear seat passengers. It's actually pretty comfortable in the back, even though it's a compact car. Under the hood, the Cruze sports a new 1.4-liter turbo four-cylinder with direct injection and start-stop technology. It's paired with a new 6-speed manual or automatic transmission. The powertrain is estimated to crank out 150 horsepower and 177 pound-feet of torque while getting 40 mpg on the highway. A 1.5-liter naturally aspirated engine is also available, which is mated to a 5-speed manual. In 2017, a new 1.6-liter turbo diesel will be available, but we'll have to wait for more details about that. The company has also loaded the car up with new safety and amenity features. Look for the new Chevy Cruze to hit U.S. showrooms early next year. Well, if you want to learn more about Lincoln design, especially the new Continental, be sure to join us for After Hours this afternoon. That's because our special guest is David Woodhouse, the chief designer for Lincoln. So if you have any questions about Lincoln's design direction, send them to viewermail@autoline.tv. And then join John and Gary Vasslash for some of the best insider discussions in the business. That's today at 3 p.m. on autoline.tv. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Mini just took the wraps off its new flagship, the Clubman. It's wider and longer, which gives it a more station wagon look rather than just a bloated Cooper. In fact, this is the first time since 1969 that a Clubman was developed as a separate model from the Cooper. Many customers will be happy to know that it did keep its signature split-folding rear doors. Two turbocharged engines are available in the U.S., a three-cylinder and a four. Both come standard with a six-speed manual, while the four-cylinder can be had with an eight-speed automatic, a first for the Mini brand. The interior features more premium materials throughout, as well as a new suite of safety and infotainment technologies. It debuts at the Frankfurt Show and hits U.S. showrooms early in 2016. On Monday, we reported how the new Alfa Romeo Giulia would make its debut yesterday. So without further ado, here it is. Based on what the competition already offers in the segment, we weren't all that surprised with the Giulia's appearance. Sporty rear-drive sedan looks with an almost subdued sophistication. Some of us even think it could be the love child between the Jaguar XE and BMW 3 Series. But there's no mistaking that Alfa grille. Although you may notice that the badge has changed slightly, it's a little more modern. The body, engine, and chassis are made from different lightweight materials, with some of the heaviest components centrally located to give the Giulia a 50-50 weight distribution. While Alfa says the car will be powered by state-of-the-art innovative engines, we're only learning about the top option, which is a turbocharged V6 that puts out over 500 horsepower. And as with most new sports cars, it will come with a number of electronic aids so drivers can get the most out of the car. The Giulia is scheduled to hit European showrooms early next year, then come to the U.S. a few months after that. And coming up next, now we know how many ponies Ford can pack under the hood of the Focus RS. Ford announced the official horsepower ratings of the Focus RS, which debuts in Europe later this year. Autoblog reports that the RS will crank out 345 horsepower and 324 pound-feet of torque, all that from a 2.3-liter EcoBoost 4. Ford also just completed an experiment with Hewlett-Packard to study how HP's employees use their company cars. Using big data analysis, they hope to allow fleet managers to use their fleet of vehicles more efficiently. Some of the findings were surprising. No matter where in the country they're located, most drivers visited the same national coffee house and refueled with the same brand of gasoline. Traveling employees often left their vehicles unused at the airport for days. Instead, these vehicles could be used by nearby drivers. 70% of trips took place during weekdays, and typical trip distances were 13 miles or less. Well, that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.